Well, as this country marks Martin Luther King Day today, it's worth noting that this year also marks 50 years since a Supreme Court case fully legalized interracial marriage in the United States. That was Loving versus Virginia. But even after that decision, interracial couples that wanted to marry still faced resistance and even threats, especially in the South. Mary Helen Montgomery from Here and Now contributor WPLN met an interracial couple in Chattanooga, Tennessee, one of the first to marry legally.
The first time Gloria Griffith laid eyes on Leroy Griffith, she thought he was off limits. She's black, he's white, and it was the 1960s in Tennessee. Gloria didn't think she stood a chance, but it had nothing to do with race.
I had never seen a pastor with a cigarette in his mouth before.
Leroy was the pastor at Gloria's mother's church in Chattanooga, and she was quite taken.
At that time, he was surrounded by the ladies. He was young, and he had this red Corvette. Smoking, too, and a red Corvette, and all the ladies there.
A couple of years later, Gloria and Leroy met again. Gloria's sister was sick for a while, and they got to know each other during hospital visits. Eventually, they went for a walk in the park. Next, it was a movie date.
He was wearing blue. He had a blue sweater, blue shirt, and his eyes were blue.
Now, what did you wear to the movie?
Oh, to the movie, I wore a mini skirt, a blouse. I don't remember. Oh, and I had an afro.
It was the late 1960s, after all, and afros were a common sight. But an interracial couple was not, and people stared. Segregation was illegal, but society still had its own rules. Rules that Gloria and Leroy were about to challenge. A few years before, in 1965, Leroy marched from Selma to Montgomery with Martin Luther King Jr. The experience shaped him so much that he applied to be the pastor of a black Presbyterian church in Chattanooga. Gloria was an activist, too. Around the time she met Leroy, she had lost her job trying to unionize the nurses at her hospital.
You both were kind of rebels.
Where I come from, that's called soulmates. Yes, we both had a deep sense of justice and a deep sense of the dignity of what other people call the lower class and we call the human class.
After about a year of dating, Gloria agreed to marry Leroy. But her excitement was tinged by a looming reality. Marrying a white man was a huge risk. And Gloria worried that when word got out, she and her family could be hurt or worse.
I said, this is dangerous. And I said, you know, people get lynched for less than this.
She started by telling her mom the news.
She kind of said, stop playing. And I says, I'm not playing. I'm telling you the truth. And at that point, she says, do you know what kind of problems that would occur?
Her mother sent Gloria and Leroy to see Gloria's grandparents and seek their approval. And after a long discussion, her grandfather gave his blessing.
As we left the house, he raised up his hand. He was saying, this marriage is a marriage chosen by God, and I'm with you all the way.
Not everyone was supportive. Like when they tried to find a church. Leroy's church was too small, so they asked two bigger Presbyterian churches in town. Both turned them away. They decided to get married outdoors with a minister from out of town. Gloria and Leroy's engagement even offended people they didn't know.
One person called and said he was going to bomb us out. Another person said that he was going to burn us out.
But not all the calls were angry.
Then I had folk who called and asked if they could come to the wedding because they had never seen a black and white wedding and they wanted to be there when history was made.
What did you say to those people?
Bring your sons. You're welcome to come to the wedding. It was open to the public.
Everyone in town was invited. Their wedding day arrived, and to make sure there was no violence, a friend of Leroy's organized a bunch of young men to block the streets.
Their cars, quote, broke down. I don't know whether they got out and pretended they had flat tires or what they did, but they blocked the traffic.
It was a huge crowd, about 800 people, Gloria thinks.
Did you ever wish that it was just a regular wedding that people weren't paying attention to?
No. The community participated in a divine action.
Even though Gloria and Leroy stayed safe on their wedding day, they were not immune to violence. In another year and a half, race riots erupted in Chattanooga. Leroy protested in the streets, While Gloria sat at home in their predominantly white neighborhood, nursing their new baby, a brick smashed through the window. By getting married, Gloria and Leroy showed their community black and white people could coexist, even love each other. And their marriage has left a lasting impression on their city. To this day, Gloria and Leroy meet people in Chattanooga who say, "I know who you are. I was at your wedding." For Here and Now, I'm Mary Helen Montgomery.